want to go. I want to keep watching the dump trucks. You're being really mean.
Whoa, those dump trucks aren't the only things with trash in them. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids, the devotional that's just for you. Today, let's talk about how we talk to each other. It's an important part of being a Christian. Here's what the Bible says about it in Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. In verse 31 and 32, it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Our story today is entitled Trash Talk. Did you see that, Mom? Shouted Jordan enthusiastically. That was so cool! Mom smiled and nodded as her son hopped around in excitement. Jordan loved visiting the county recycling station that was down the road from their house. He pointed as another big truck rolled in and dumped a load of bottles, cans, and plastics into the large pile. They watched for some time as the maze of conveyor belts, pallet loaders, and busy workers in orange coveralls moved the recycled material to the correct location within the facility. After a while, Mom announced that it was time to go. "But I don't want to go," cried Jordan. "I'm sorry, Jordan, but it's time for lunch," said Mom. In a burst of anger, Jordan shouted, "I hate you!" Mom frowned at him and began to walk toward home. Jordan reluctantly followed, kicking the ground as he went. As they walked home in silence, one of the big trucks from the facility passed them on the road. As it bumped along, empty milk jugs, soup cans, and cardboard boxes bounced out of the truck and onto the road. "Mom, look! That truck is littering the road." Together, they flagged down the driver. He thanked them and ran back to pick up the litter. Back at home over lunch, they talked about their adventure. Mom paused and said, "You know, Jordan, lately you've been a little like that littering truck." "What?" asked Jordan, wrinkling his nose. "How?" "Well, you seem to be leaving some trash behind you as you go through your day. I've noticed that lately you've been saying things like, I hate you, and you're stupid." Jordan looked down at his plate. "Trash can be offensive to smell and to look at," said Mom. "The words you threw out today when you were angry were offensive to me and to God." "I guess I don't want to be a trash talker," replied Jordan. "I'm sorry." Mom smiled. "You don't have to use trash words that come to your mind. A garbage truck can only dump trash, but you can decide what comes out of your mouth. Remember that you can choose to say things that are loving and kind instead." So, how about you? Do your words belong in the trash? Do you use your words to hurt or offend people? If you do, ask God to show you the things you say that need to be dumped. Then ask Him to forgive you so those words won't litter your life or anyone else's. Our key verse today, Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. And our key thought, clean up your words. Want to play games, make crafts, and learn about God? Just go to itoldyou.com where you'll meet a friendly camp counselor named Jamie and you get a chance to decorate your own cabin. That's spelled itoadu.com. Well, as always, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.